The safety of e-cigarettes is again being questioned after the first confirmed vaping-related death in the United States. US medical authorities say the unnamed adult patient contracted a serious lung disease after vaping, and their death was confirmed on Friday in Illinois. It's prompted health bodies in the US and in Australia to remind vapers of the risks. But a leading tobacco treatment specialist says e-cigarettes do have their place. Associate Professor Colin Mendelson is the founding chairman and a board member of the Australian Tobacco Harm Reduction Association. Thank you so much for your time. You help people quit smoking. Where do e-cigarettes come into all of that?
Hi, Patricia. Yes, look, we have a range of approved smoking treatments, but they only have modest results. I mean, most people who use them, unfortunately, are not successful, and many people try repeatedly to quit and fail. And vaping is another option. So for people who just simply can't quit, it provides the nicotine that they're addicted to, as well as the hand-to-mouth ritual, the sensations of smoking, but without the products of combustion. So it doesn't deliver the tar, the carbon monoxide, which cause most of the harm to health.
Both the AMA and the Public Health Association of Australia say there isn't enough evidence to suggest that e-cigarettes should be used or recommended as a way to quit smoking. What do you know that they don't?
Well, it's not just what I know. The AMA is taking a very precautionary view, but it's out of step with the British Medical Association, the New Zealand Medical Association, the Royal College of Physicians in the UK, the Royal College of General Practitioners. They maintain that a ban is justified because there are potential risks and we need more evidence. Nothing is risk-free and there are risks, but this doesn't take into account the huge benefits to smokers who switch to vaping. And I think when you make a risk assessment like this, you need to look at, yes, the risks definitely, but you also need to look at the benefit. And in this case, the benefit is huge.
Okay, so I have to ask this. Do you accept funding or any sponsorship from e-cigarette or vaping companies?
Absolutely not. I've never taken money from tobacco companies or their subsidiaries or from e-cigarette companies.
Going to the vaping-related deaths then in the United States, you've said vapers in Australia who are using nicotine from a reputable source to quit smoking should not be overly concerned. Why not?
That's right. Well, the risk from vaping nicotine is extremely low. What we've got to be careful about here is distinguishing vaping with nicotine to stop smoking from what's happening in the US. So in all cases where the drug has been identified in this outbreak, people have been using black market contaminated drugs, mostly THC liquids, cannabis liquids or synthetic cannabis, purchased on the street. So that's almost certainly causing almost all of these cases, if not all. And I think if people are buying nicotine from reputable sources and using it to stop vaping, stop smoking, like 40 million other vapers in the world, I think their risks are very low. And we've never seen an outbreak like this from regular nicotine vaping.
Isn't there a risk, though, that vapers in Australia could contract a similar lung disease to that of the person who died in Illinois? I mean, that is a real risk, isn't it?
Well, it's a real risk if they use illicit cannabis oil products or synthetic cannabis products, and that's what seems to be causing the problem over there. So it is a risk, and it's certainly important that people don't purchase drugs on the black market and use them in this way. But people who are buying nicotine products from reputable dealers will not be at this kind of risk, and in fact they'll be dramatically reducing their risk.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States have a hardline anti-vaping stance. And after this death, it's investigating an outbreak of severe lung disease in people who use e-cigarettes or vaping devices. What do you make of what they're doing?
It's very important. I mean, this is a serious concern. There's no question, and it needs to be investigated. And look, the final determination hasn't been made, but I think from the reports I've read, the CDC is incorrectly conflating nicotine vaping to quit smoking with the use of contaminated street drugs. So it's kind of implying that people shouldn't vape to stop smoking, but the evidence doesn't support that as the cause of this outbreak.
Are e-cigarettes safer than commercially available cigarettes then?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, e-cigarettes produce a vapor which contains only a fraction of the chemicals in cigarette smoke, And those chemicals are mostly less than 1% of the concentration in smoke. And the College of Physicians has looked at all these chemicals and their toxicity and said that the risk from vaping is less than 5%, that of smoking. So yes, they're not risk-free and they're not for people who don't smoke, they're not for young people. But if you're a smoker and you switch to vaping, you'll dramatically reduce your exposure to toxins, you'll improve your health, you'll feel a lot better and you'll save a packet.
Isn't it worth, though, investing more in just getting people to stop any kind of smoking, whether it be vaping or anything? I mean, isn't that where the emphasis should be?
Yeah, look, prevention, absolutely. And I think there are all sorts of things we should be doing. I think raising the legal age to 21 has been shown to be effective. You know, we know mass media campaigns work. We haven't had those since 2012. We need more training for smoking specialists. We need more smoking clinics. There are lots of things we can do. But to be honest, we've been doing lots of things. We've done just about everything we can, including having the highest cigarette prices in the world. And yet people continue to smoke. Fortunately, not many young people are taking up smoking, but we've got 3 million smokers, of whom up to 2 in 3 will die from smoking. And it's urgent that we help these people who mostly want to quit to find a way to get off cigarettes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.